Hey guys, I'm back tonight with another podcast. So the topic is going to be the lack in trust in yourself, and my subtopic is going to be trusting yourself in the process. Now, my scriptures I'm coming from in Psalms 28:7 and Proverbs 3:5-6. So if you want to follow along with that. Now, you know, I'm going to pray before I go forth to speak the word, but I do also pray and hope that you all had a wonderful day. I pray today was filled with nothing but joys and blessings. And even if you had a bad day, we going to turn your day around. Whether you get this on a replay or you get it right now, or in the morning, night, in the middle of the night, I don't care when you get it. I just hope that it touches you and blesses you in many ways. I'm going to go forth and say a prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and step into the spirit. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how right now, Lord God, asking you to decrease me and increase you, Heavenly Father, asking you to guide me as I go forth to be your vessel and you use me as your vessel and speak this word, Lord God. I ask that you will remove me out the way and allow you to step in, Lord God, allow you to step in and you speak from your understanding and not my understanding. Don't allow me to speak from my own understanding, Lord. Allow it to be you in the atmosphere, Heavenly Father. I ask that as everyone come on this podcast, that it touched them from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet, Lord. I ask that you guide them, Lord. I ask that you protect them, Lord. I ask that you give them a covering, Heavenly Father. I ask that you give them wisdom, understanding, and just increase trust in their self, trust in the process, trust in everything that you're doing in their life, Lord God. And I just thank you right now for it, Lord. And I just ask that you move the atmosphere right now, no matter where we're at right now in our life or where we at in at this time in this hour, Lord. I ask that as they touch this podcast, that it anoints them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet and break any yokes that is not against of you, Lord. And I just thank you and give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, you guys, I picked this topic because it basically spoke to me, because we always tend to worry, or we always tend not to have trust in ourselves. We can put trust in so many people, but when will we ever start putting trust in ourselves? You know, when will we ever start trusting that God is going to do what he say he's going to do? And how are we going to trust ourselves? We have to learn to trust ourselves even when it looked like we can't trust ourselves or we can't go on. So basically, I do want to go ahead and I'm going to read the scriptures first, and then I'm going to hop in to the subject, and we're going to go ahead and dig deep into this. This is episode 2, y'all, of trusting. Like I said, I'm breaking it down in different in 7 different episodes, and then we're going to move on to another topic. But this topic is mainly on trust and trusting the process and just different things. So every day is going to be something about trust, okay? So the first scripture is going to be Psalms 28:7. It says, The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Now, what this scripture is basically saying, that the Lord is my strength. So when you feel weak, he's your strength and he's your shield. So when it rains, when the storm comes, when the trials and tribulation comes, he is shielding you from that. He's in there with you. No matter how it looked for you right now, he's still in there with you, giving you a shield of protection around you. So then it goes to say, my heart trusted in him and I am helped. So when you trust in him and you give him every burden that you're facing, everything you're going through, when you can't even trust yourself, when you trust in him, you are helped. He can increase that trust in you. He can increase that faith in you. He can increase that understanding in you, you know? And then it goes to say, therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Because your heart is going to rejoice when he give you that peace, when he give you that wisdom, when he give you that understanding, when he give you that joy, when he gives you everything you believe you need, you know, to make you the better you. He's going to give you the trust and trust in yourself, trust in people around you, trust in different things, you know. And with my song will I praise him. So that means give him the glory, give him the honor, even when it's going bad, even when it's going good. When it's going bad, give him the honor, because he's teaching you something even in that bad time that you think is bad, but it's not bad. It's always a blessing when it looks like it's bad, you know. So I love that scripture for that. And then also we're going to jump to Proverbs. It's 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Okay, so this is what he's saying. Basically, trust in him with all your heart. The same trust we give everybody else, we should give him. The same trust we put in so much faith we put in other people, we should put in the Lord. We should give him that trust. We should give him that understanding. You know, and it says, lean not unto thy own understanding. That means don't lean unto your own understanding. Don't lean onto what you think is the way to go, because when you lean onto that, that's when you lead yourself into destruction. You lead yourself into the misery, into the pain, into the hurt. So you got to understand, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all the ways, acknowledge him. And like I said, that goes back to acknowledge him even if it's bad, even if it's good, even if it's a hard time, even if you thank him for the bad and the good. Because even in that bad, you can see the light. Even in that dark time, you can see what God is doing for you. You can see everything he's doing, how he's operating, the way he's taking you through things, the trials and tribulations. Acknowledge him. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through. Even though it was a bad circumstance or situation, you still brought me through. And he shall direct thy path. He's going to direct your path. So that means when you trust in him, you don't lean on your own understanding. He will direct your path. He will give you everything that your heart desires, everything that you feel you need. The Lord will give it to you. He will give it to you, and he will direct your path. It's all about you directing, letting him direct your path, not you directing it in your way, on your own understanding, the route that you want to go. It's not about that, you know. It's not about that, you know. So basically, I'm gonna hop into the topic now. I did just want to break those scriptures down and explain those scriptures, you know. So the lack of trust in yourself, that's the topic. That's the biggest part. The lack of trust in yourself. Ask yourself, why don't I trust myself? Why? Because of mistakes I made, certain situations, certain things I went through in life. So it's bringing me not to trust my own self, not to even love my own self, not to even understand my own self, not to even, because the inner failures and fears, it brings that side of you where you, but I can't even trust myself, but you can trust others. The real test of trust is in a relationship with yourself. You have to be able to share the hard times, the good times within yourself. You want to know why? Because that's what's going to give you that mental clarity. You're the only one. How can somebody else trust you if you don't even trust yourself? How can you love somebody else if you don't even love yourself? You have to love yourself before anybody else can love you, before anybody else can trust in you. You got to trust in yourself. How can you not trust in yourself? You have to. So you got to understand, even with God, when you trust in him, the real test of trust in a relationship, and you want to be able to share your secret, your inner failures, your fears without being judged. You can do that with God. Everybody around you don't need to know your failures, or everybody around you don't need to validate that. You got to be the only one that can validate that. Anybody else's opinion, it shouldn't validate the way you move, the way you live, the way you walk, the way you talk. You should. Because if you trust in yourself, you will trust that God's gonna do what he say he's gonna do. He's gonna move that mountain. And when you even trust in yourself, that brings more positivity into your life, into how the way you want to walk, into what you're called to do, where you want to go, how you want to go. That brings it within you. When you bring that out of you, what you speak out is what you take in. Okay, so you got to understand, no one is more important to trust in but yourself. You have to build on your strength. You have to be yourself. I don't care how people look at you. If you gotta be around somebody and you have to change the way you operate, or change the way you move, or put on this act like you're not you, you shouldn't be around there. You shouldn't be around. You be yourself. Be you. You were called. You were destined to be better. You were destined to be you. You're different, and you're chosen out of the group for a reason. You're the chosen one. So you have to be the one to be like, you know what? I'ma love on me. No matter who let me down, no matter who don't love on me, I'ma love on me. I'ma care for myself. I'ma trust in myself. I'm a guide myself. Because sometimes we look for everybody else to guide us when we got to guide ourselves first. I want to say that again. We look for everybody else to guide us when we got to guide ourselves first. We cannot always look for other people to guide us. Sometimes you wonder why you're in an isolated, silent position and it feel like you're alone and you don't have nobody. You don't have nobody there for you. That's because you don't want to open your heart to trust yourself and love on yourself the way you love on everybody else. You are the first person that can love on yourself. You are the most important thing at this point. You are the one that can love on you first. You have to be the one to love on you so others can see how to treat you. So others can see how to love you. But if you present yourself like you don't have no self-worth, you not nothing but somebody that can walk on, then you can't do nothing but blame yourself because you're not pouring that love into yourself that you're pouring into everybody else. You have to pour that love into you. You have to be you. Build on your strengths. Build on your weakness. Build on everything that's going on around you. What's holding you back? What's weighing you down? You got to love and trust on yourself. And we lack that. We lack in trusting ourselves. We lack in trusting even the process within ourselves. Because it's a lot of things deep down rooted inside of us that we have to bring out. But in order to do that, we got to trust ourselves enough to know, I can bring this out of me. I can change this about me. I don't have to always lack. I don't care what mistakes you made in your past. I don't care what letdowns you had. I don't care who left you, who forsaked you. God tell you he would never leave you nor forsake you. So you shouldn't forsake yourself. Don't forsake yourself. Stop counting yourself out and count you in. Don't count yourself out. Count you in. You have to count yourself in. Count yourself in and know, I can do this. I can move like this. I can operate like this. Count yourself in. Stop counting yourself out. Stop doubting yourself. Stop lacking in areas within yourself that you know it's the reason you feeling this feeling, because you need to change that. You need to prosper. You need different. You want different. You got to go for different. You want that change? Be the change within yourself. Stop lacking and stop sleeping on yourself and open that inner beast in you. Open that God-fearing woman, that God-fearing man. Open that within you. Open the happiness within you. Unlock those doors, but it's only going to take you to break down that. You have to dig deep into your soul. You have to dig deep into you to realize, okay, what is weighing me down? What is holding me back? Who is doing this? It's you. It's yourself. We are our worst enemies because we feel like we can't do nothing. We feel like we stop limiting yourself. Stop putting limits on yourself. Stop limiting yourself and trust yourself. Trust in you. Trust in your process. You have to. Even if it ain't looking up and looking good at the moment, trust in it. Don't make the world pay for your pain. Don't make for everybody else pay for your pain. Don't make yourself pay for the pain everybody caused. The pain everybody else called was to build you, was to build your character, to build your mind, to build you to be better. You have to trust in you. If you don't trust in yourself, who's going to really trust in you? Who's going to trust in you? If you don't trust in yourself, how can anybody else trust in you? Don't be so bitter to the point you can't save yourself. Don't be so miserable. Don't be so lost to the point you can't save yourself. Don't be so damaged, so hurt to the point you can't save yourself. Because all that is what's holding you back. That bitterness, that unhappiness, the loss. This, the doubt, the pain, the hurt, the trauma, the trials, the tribulations. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Spirit coming in. The trauma, the pain, the doubt, the abuse, whatever you faced in your past, that's making you be bitter towards yourself. Stop it. I say stop it right now. I'm here to tell you today, you are worthy. You are more than what you put yourself on. The pedestal you put yourself on. Put yourself on a high pedestal. Put standards on yourself. Put standards on yourself. Stop laying boundaries out for yourself. Stop. Stop limiting yourself because you're holding yourself back. Stop having self-lack, self-doubt. Not worthy. You're worth it. You are amazing. You are called. You are chosen. You have to bring that out of you. You got to blossom. You got to flourish. You have to bring that out of you. Don't make decisions off of your brokenness. Don't make decisions off of what let you down in the past, or what is holding you back now, or the situation you in now, or what you've been through. Don't allow that to make decisions for you. Allow you to make decisions for yourself. Because if you speak positive into yourself, you're going to allow God to move you and operate. You speak positive into yourself and give yourself them affirmations. I am the creator and not the destroyer, because you're destroying yourself by belittling and limiting yourself. So you have to speak life into yourself. You have to speak power into yourself. You have to speak that strength into yourself. Dig down deep into yourself and get that strength that you know you have. That strong person that's within you. Dig deep and pour that person up out of you. Pour that person up out of you. You got to understand, God is greater than anything, any battle, any trial, any tribulation that is thrown at you. God is greater than that. God is bigger than that. He's bigger than your self-doubt. He's bigger than your self-worry. He's bigger than you not being motivated. He's bigger than that eviction. He's bigger than that abuse. He's bigger than the parents letting you down. He's bigger than you feeling like you're stuck and stagnant. He's bigger than that. Your prayer. Trust your prayer. Trust in your prayer. That's the next topic. But trust in your prayer. Trust that you're powerful. Trust that you can speak to your storm. Trust that you can speak to yourself to make that bigger person, that better version of yourself to come out. Because it's not two versions of you. It's one version of you that you have to bring out. That second version is an old trial of you. It's a trial that was trying to make you become who you're not. Trusting yourself in the process. You have to trust yourself no matter what anybody say. You have to trust yourself when you can't even trust nobody. You can put so much trust in other people. And you can put so many hopes and everything on everybody else. But why can't you trust in yourself? Why can't you be the friend to yourself? Love on you. Love on you first. Why you always got to be the one to give the love out? Why you always got to be the one to get the short end of the stick? Because you choose to. Because you don't want to love you first. And I don't know who I'm speaking to, but you need to wake up, sis. You need to wake up, bro. You need to wake up and know that God got you. And you need to trust yourself. You have to stop having self-lack. You have to stop doubting yourself. You have to stop thinking you can't prosper because of what's being thrown at you. The stones and bricks that's being thrown at you, you need to build with them. That they're getting thrown at you because you need to catch them and build on them. Build on yourself. Build on you. Build your mind. Build everything around you. Sometimes you gotta tear some things up off you and rebuild them back up and rebuild them and reconstruct them. You have to reconstruct your mind. You have to reconstruct your wisdom, your understanding, your faith, everything around you, your circle. You got to dig deep within yourself. You got to dig deep within yourself and know that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are called to be. You are a chosen vessel. You are the chosen one. You are the only one that's holding you back. You can look at everything around you and think just because what you're going through right now, that means nothing. That does not validate who you are as a person. That storm, that trial, that situation does not validate you. It don't validate the way you operate. You are a rare jewel. You are a rare gem. You got to understand, you are the light even in the dark. You are worthy. But what's so hard about it is because you're holding yourself back by putting limits on yourself. By thinking you can't do this because you failed before. But you can't keep thinking you're going to fail. Because if you think you're going to fail, it's going to happen. If you think you're going to pass, you're going to pass. It's all about what you pour into yourself. It's all about how you operate within you. It's all about how you uplift yourself. Even when nobody else is uplifting you, uplift yourself. Trust in yourself. Trust, because can't nobody trust in you if you don't trust in yourself? If you can't love on yourself, you can't love on nobody. Pour into yourself. Pour into yourself. Give yourself a little bit of faith. The faith you put in everybody else, put that in yourself. The love that you put in everybody else, put that in yourself. Love on you. Love you. Sometimes God will put you in a position where it's just you and you, you and him. So you can love on yourself. Tear down every situation that held you back. That belittled you. That wasn't really there for you. That talked down on you. Everything. God will put you in a place where it's an isolation. And you'll think you alone. You'll think you ain't got nobody. You'll think, oh my God, I'm going through it again. If it's not one thing, it's another. No. Look at it and be like, God, well, what are you doing to, he's isolating you. To love on yourself. To give yourself the self-love. To give yourself what you desire to be. Can't nobody else build on and tear back those walls and that hurt and the past trauma and everything that was caused on you but you. Can't nobody carry that for you but you. And it's up to you. It's up to you to break that down. It's up to you to allow God to even break it down. Like he said, trust in him and he will give you everything your heart desires. It tells us in Psalms 28 and Proverbs 3-5, trust in him and he will, and you are going to be helped. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We so busy worrying about what's the next move. How are we going to pay this? How are we going to do this? How are we going to make this happen? It's not for us to worry about because you have to trust that God going to do what he say he going to do. You got to stop leaning on your own understanding. You got to stop operating in the ways that you want to operate. You don't even doing it for too long. And I hear somebody saying, I'm tired. And I hear somebody saying, I want to change. I want to be different. I don't want to keep living the same life. I want to walk a different walk. I want to be a different me. And it's going to take you. I'm here to tell you today. It's going to take you to change that. It's going to take you to allow God to pull that person, that stronger person about you. You're not weak. You are strong. You are amazing. You're not going to fail. You're not a failure. You have not failed your whole life. You are not what the people say you are. You are you. And you gotta be you. And you gotta dig deep into yourself and bring it about you. You're the only one that can bring it out you. You're the only one that can change your situation. You're the only one that can change your circumstance. You. Not nobody else. You got to think, well, what's weighing me back? What's holding me down? What's stopping me from changing? What's stopping me from, is it the people around you? Or is it you wanting to be affiliated with those people? Because God will show you people ain't for you. And if you go back, that's mean you want to stay there. And sometimes God won't take us out of situation because he know we not ready to come up out of it. He know we not ready to come out of that situation. He knows we are not ready to come out of that situation. He knows that. He knows we're not ready to come out of that situation. He knows that. So he's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to bring you out just for you to keep going back in. He don't bring you out something to put you back in it. He don't bring you out hurt to put you back to being hurt. He don't bring you out pain to put you back into being in pain. He don't bring you out trauma to put you back in being in trauma. You put yourself back. You put yourself back. You put yourself back. Stop putting yourself back in situations that's breaking you down, that's holding you back, that's stopping your insecurities, that's giving you low self-esteem, that's just not right for your life. I'm here to tell you today that you have to stop having self-lack. You have to stop having lack within your storm, having lack within yourself. You have to trust yourself. And in order for you to trust yourself, behind that prayer, it got to be some type of trust. Behind all that hurt and pain, it's some trust there. Behind all that trials and those tribulations, it's some hurt there. You got to believe in yourself. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on yourself. You got to understand the blessing of stress. When you're going through stress and everything, it brings you, it builds your character. It builds you. It builds you to become better. God Stress is God's way of training you to not give up. In order to develop, change, and grow, you have to go through some stress. You have to go through some trials. You have to go through some heartaches. You have to go through some heartbreaks. You got to go through some trials and tribulations. You got to go through some letdowns. You have to go through it. You have to go through it. You have to, in order to build you. But behind all that stress and all that, it's a part that's within you that you have to dig deep and know, I don't want to live this life no more. I don't want to be this person no more. I want to be better. I want better out of life. I want more out of life. I don't want to keep trying things that's not leading me in the right direction. I'm here to tell you today, you gotta have faith. You have to know that you know that you know that God. Push yourself. Prove to yourself. Prove to yourself. When you're getting put under dirt, build with that dirt. Start planting in that dirt. Character, it gives you character. It gives you something. The dirt is that the pain and hurt is necessary for your storm. That you're going through, the pain and the storm is necessary for where you're going. The pain and the letdowns is necessary for you to get through it so you can prove to yourself it was you. One time, grow. You prove to yourself, push through whatever is thrown at you. You have to come out and sprout. You have to come out and sprout. You got to come out and grow through it. Grow through the hurt. Live through it. Live through it because it don't last for long. It tell you in the Bible, crying and weeping at is for night, but joy comes in the morning. So it's a season for everything. It's just what season are you in? Is it the season for you to be able to dig within yourself and be like, I'm going to trust in me. And I'm going to trust that this is the process that I have to go through in order to bring out that bigger me? Or is it you going to give up on yourself and you're not going to want to become better? You don't want to do better. You can't give up on yourself. Mm-mm. You have to change the things around you and change you. Change the way you think. Protect yourself from negativity. Negativity comes and it makes you think that you are what the negative things say you are and you're not. Hold your mind to gratitude. Be thankful. Be joyous. Be happy. Be free. I'm here to prophesy and free somebody today. I ask God right now to free whoever is going through the self-doubt, whoever has self-lack, whoever doesn't feel like they can go on, whoever limits their self, whoever sits and belittle their self, whoever does not believe that they can prosper, who believes that they're stuck and they're stagnant. I just ask the Lord to cover you right now. I ask the Lord to touch you, give you a touch. You just need one touch from him and you are forever changed. But I'm just here to tell y'all today to stop having self-doubt, to stop lacking in areas that you can rebuild in, that you can change. You can change it. You are the author of your story. You have every single day, you have a page in your life, the chapter and book in your life where you can change the situation. You are the author. You can erase everything that once was and write everything new. You are the author of your storm, of your story, of your journey, okay? You can change that. With God and you, y'all can do anything. I just wanted to come here today and let y'all know that to have faith, to trust God even in it, to trust yourself, learn to trust on you, love to learn on you. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't think that just because you went through this, that you went through that, that you can't get through. I'm here to tell y'all today to have that faith, to trust in God, to trust that no matter what you're going through right now and how your circumstance looking, trust that God gonna do what he say he gonna do. And I am done. I'm going to say a prayer and just know no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm going to say a prayer and I just hope that something was said that touched y'all. I love y'all and I pray that God continues to bless y'all. I pray that y'all dig deep in yourself and find that you are the only one holding you back and stop having self-lack. Stop lacking the trust in yourself. Trust in you. Be your own friend first before you try to be a friend to somebody else. Be your own you before you try to be there for somebody else and take people and hurt everybody else hurt. Take your own hurt and build on it. Change your terms. Change your situation. Speak to your storm. Speak to your situation. And I just pray that God continues to touch you. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how right now. Just thanking you for allowing me to speak that message, Lord. I ask that you cover each and everybody that come across this podcast, whether it's a replay, whether it's now, whether it's a day, oh, or whenever. Lord, I ask that you guide them. I ask that you touch them from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet, Lord. Lord, I ask that you continue to guide them. I ask that you continue to touch them and just be with them, Lord. I ask that you continue to just use them for your will and your purpose, Lord. I ask that you increase trust in their self before they trust another person. Lord, I ask that you increase self-love. I ask that you increase that they love on their self and they stop doubting their self and they stop being so bitter towards their self, Lord. Don't allow their bitterness to make decisions for their life. Heavenly Father, I ask that you cast out any assignment of the enemy right now. I ask that you cast it down to the pits of hell where it came from. Lord, I ask that you restore them right now, mentally, physically, emotionally, every place that they need to be restored. Restore their mind right now. Touch their heart, because some of their hearts is broken right now, Lord. Lord, it's broken, and I ask that you restore it. I ask that you change it. I ask that you cover them. Lord, I ask that you dig deep within them and just allow them to trust in you and just try you and trust in their self. I ask that you increase trust up around them, Lord. And I just thank you for it, Lord. I know it's already done, Lord. And I know you are nothing but amazing, Lord. And I just give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I pray that everything that I said tonight, something was said to you guys. And I pray that the Lord continues to bless y'all. Like I said, tomorrow, May 28th, we are on day 3. We're going to talk about trusting your prayers. And yes, I love y'all. I pray that God continues to bless y'all. I pray for peace and joy. I pray tomorrow you guys have a productive day. I pray that you, whether you get it tomorrow, today, or whenever you get it, I just pray that this podcast touches each and every one of y'all. I pray that just something was said that just moved your spirit into a different way. I pray that I inspired y'all. I pray for healing, peace, and joy y'all way. I pray that God works on y'all. I pray that you find the self-doubt. Find the self-love in yourself. Find the love within you first before you try to find it in everybody else. And just remember, I love you. If nobody told y'all today, I love you. God bless y'all. Have an amazing night, amazing day, morning, whenever y'all hear this. I love y'all. God bless. Hey, y'all. I'm back again. I know it's been a couple of days, but I am back with a new EP, new episode for y'all. The topic is called Trust Your Prayers. And then I also, my subtopic is going to be Put Faith Behind Your Prayers, because we don't tend to put faith or trust our prayers, because when it doesn't go the way we want it to go, we lose faith. So yeah, I'm going to say a quick prayer and then I'm going to just hop into the topic. And I just hope and pray that this touches each and every one of you that come across this podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and say a quick prayer and then we can go ahead and get started. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how right now. Lord God, just thanking you for this day. Thanking you for your amazing graces, Lord. Just asking you to continue to guide us. Asking you to continue to touch us. And each and everybody that come across this podcast, whether it's now, whether it's on a replay, or whenever it is, whether it's today, morning, night, noon, whenever, Lord God, I ask that you give them a touch from you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease me and increase you and allow me to speak your word. Lord God, move me out the way and allow it to be you speaking, Lord God. Decrease me, Lord God, and allow it to be you speaking, Lord God. Lord God, don't allow it to be me speaking on my own strength, Lord God. Remove me, remove any anxiety, remove any distraction that's distracting me from speaking forth your word, Lord God. I ask that you come into the atmosphere, Heavenly Father, and you just allow me to speak. I ask that you touch each and every person that come across this podcast to let them know that they need to trust in you, trust in their prayers, and just have faith behind their prayers, Lord. And I just ask that you give them a touch and just change their situation, touch them. You know exactly what they stand in need of, Lord God. And I'm just asking you right now, I stand in a gap for them, and I'm asking you to touch them, guide them, lead them. Give them understanding, give them wisdom, give them light. Just give them everything that their heart desires, Lord. And I ask that you just guide them. In Jesus' name I pray. I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, y'all, I came on here today because I wanted to basically talk about trusting your prayers, because we tend to not have trust in our prayer, because it's like, okay, we pray for it, but it don't come when we want it to come. But we got to understand, when you trust in your prayers, you got to trust that what you pray for is going to happen. It's going to manifest. It's going to happen in your life. You have to trust that it's going to work. You have to trust that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And you also have to put faith behind that prayer. You have to put power behind that prayer, because if you pray and then you don't have no trust in it, or you don't have no faith in it, then you don't have nothing, because you're really not trusting your prayer. You're not trusting that God's hearing you, but he hears you. He hears your cries. He hears what you go through. He hears what you need. He knows what you stand in need of. So you have to just trust him. And you can't be ashamed or too proud to pray. No matter what the circumstances, prayer changes things. Prayer changes every situation in your life. Prayer changes your circumstance, your storms, your trials, your tribulation. Prayer changes things. Whatever, whether it's for prayer for somebody else and they can't seem to pray for themselves, your prayer would change things, you know? So you have to understand, you have to have some power behind your prayer. You have to trust your prayer. Trust God is going to do what he say he's going to do. You have to trust that He's going to make that way when it ain't no way. He look high, he look low. He know what you stand in need of. He knows the trials. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you're going to face. So you just have to have trust behind your prayer. You have to trust your prayers. You can't think that just because it's not getting answered in the timely fashion that you want it to be answered in, you got to trust that it's going to get answered no matter what. You have to trust that God's going to do what he say he's going to do, even when it look like it's not going the way you want it to go. What you pray for, you got to have trust behind it and don't speak on it. Once you pray on whatever you need God to do in your life, you leave it there with him. And when you get to talking about it, that means you're not trusting that he's going to change that situation, or he's going to do whatever you want him to do in your prayer. You have to trust him with that prayer. You have to give him that. When you pray for it, leave it with him. That's just like leaving your burdens with him. So you just got to have power behind your prayer. You have to have trust and faith behind that prayer. God is never too busy for you. God wants to hear from you. You have to trust in him. Even when you don't feel like praying, pray. Even when it's going good, pray. Even if you ain't asking him for nothing, pray. Even when it's going bad, pray. I pray for the good. I pray for the bad. I pray for the happy. I pray for the sad. You want to know why? Because he still bring me through all those different stages I go through daily, you know? So you have to trust him. You have to trust your prayer. You have to trust that God's going to do what God say he going to do. No matter who or what is coming at you, God is going to do what he say he's going to do. So you have to trust your prayer. I would never make it without God. You got to understand, you and God can do anything. You ain't never going to make it without God. You can't think that you're going to get through certain storms and tribulations without God being on your side. You got to carry him. And then you say, and I know it's a lot of people that feel like God don't hear their prayers. But I'm here to tell you today, baby, God hear your prayer. He hear what you go through. He hear the storms. He hears your cries. It just looks like, just because sometimes God don't want to take us out of certain situations because we're not ready to come up out those situations. We're not ready to change in those situations. So it's going to look like, okay, God, I'm begging for you to bring me out this situation. But that means the reason why he ain't take you out, because you ain't even trusting that he could take you out, because you having doubt. You can't have doubt when you go to pray, and what you pray for, I'm telling you, be careful what you pray for, because God will give it to you. And when he give it to you, you got to be ready for it. So you have to just have trust in your prayer. You have to trust that God's going to do what God say he's going to do. You have to trust that your prayer is going to change things. You have to trust that no matter what or who talked against you, no matter who did you wrong, you gotta know that God has the last say so, and your prayers work. You can have everybody else praying for you, but if you ain't praying for yourself, you're really not doing nothing. I get people all pray for me. I could pray for you, but you need to start praying for yourself, because your prayers is powerful too. You have power in your prayer. You have trust in your prayer. You have faith. All your breakthroughs is in your prayer. What you need broken through, all your turnaround is in your prayer. But like they said, a closed mouth don't get fed. So if you don't pray and ask God to change your situation, or pray and ask God to change the way you go about things, the way you think about things, the way you feel when it comes to certain things, how can you have somebody else praying for you if you're not even trusting your own prayer, but you could trust somebody else's prayer? No, it doesn't add up. Your prayer has meaning to it. You have light in your prayer. You're holding your breakthrough in your prayer. You're holding your next level in your prayer, and you holding it back because you're not opening your mouth to pray. Like they said, a closed mouth don't get fed. You can come to God with anything. Don't ever think that you, God, don't put limits on God. Don't limit to what God can do for you. Don't put limits on that, because at the end of the day, you can't put limits on God. You can't put God in the same level that you put everybody else, because when you pray to him and you ask, he says in the Bible, you come to me, you ask, and you shall receive. His word will not come back to him void. So if he say he gonna do something, he gonna do it, because his word ain't coming back to him void. He's not a lying God. You know, so you gotta stop putting, we gotta stop putting God on a pedestal where it's like we don't trust in him. But you have to start trusting your prayers. You have to start trusting what you pray for is gonna come to life. You have to start trusting that. Don't worry about who looking at you. Don't worry about where you going. Don't worry about none of that. Worry about what God gonna do in your life. Worry about how God gonna bring that breakthrough. When you open your mouth, you speak life or death. Speak life into your situation. Speak life. Open your mouth and ask God, give me the life. Give me understanding. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Prepare me for what I'm about to go through. Give me strength. Give me, when I feel weak, Lord, make me strong. When I feel like I can't go on, Lord, push me. Carry me. You have to open your mouth, because you got to open your mouth. And when you open your mouth, just trust that your prayers is going to change things. The strongest and powerfulest prayer is getting on your knees and crying out to God. Cry out to him. You have to really cry out to him. You can't be afraid. Best things in life is on the other side of fear. You have to make your dreams bigger than all your fears. So if you fear that your prayer's not working, they're never going to work, because you having that fear. You got to trust that your prayers don't work. You got to trust that your prayers is going to lead you to your next dimension, or your destiny, or to the route that you want to go in life. You have to trust your prayers. We have to trust our trust in our prayers. You got to trust your prayers. And you have to trust that God. I'm sorry, y'all probably heard a long little pause because I was trying to read some of my notes. But you have to just trust God in it. You got to trust God in it. Steve Harvey said it best. He said, believe in your heart. You will never give up. Talk to God every day. God has grace, justice. Has grace and justice. It's what you deserve, mercy. You deserve mercy, you deserve grace. And he said it's different. Grace is what you get when you don't deserve. He said grace is what it's a okay, let me read it how I wrote it. God has grace, just and justice. Justice is what you deserve. Mercy is when you don't get what you deserve. Grace is different from both. Grace is what you get when you don't deserve it. Grace is what you get when you don't even deserve it. So your prayers, everything you want, you don't deserve it, but God's still gonna give it to you. You gotta stop limiting yourself. Stop limiting what God can do for you. You ask, you shall receive. You in trouble, come to him in your darkness. He tells you to come to me in your darkness. Come to me. Come to me. You have to have grace. You have to have mercy. You have to have power you got to have power in your prayer. You got to understand that if you ask God for it, God going to do it. But it's just not going to be when you want it done. God know what you need. He know what you stand in need of. So if you ask him for a business, Habakkuk 2:2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Basically, you write your goals out. Write it down. Write the vision down. Pray on it and leave it there. And he's going to make it come to reality. He's going to manifest it in your life. You asking for a change. You asking for God to bring you to your next level. You asking God to change your circumstance. Give me the house I want, Lord. Give me the car I want. The career I want. The job I desire. He's giving you that plus more. But it's just not when you want it. You got to look at it. Just because it ain't there in the natural eye, it's there in the spiritual eye. You have to look in the spirit to know that God is working behind the scenes. He's working behind the scenes. So you got to understand that God is going to do what he say he's going to do. It's all about trusting God in the midst of it. It's all about trusting your prayers. You have to trust him. You have to trust him. You have to trust him even when you feel like you can't trust no more. And you have to trust your prayers. And you have to have faith in yourself. Start having faith in yourself. Start telling yourself, I am worthy. I am what I say I am. I am the head, not the tail. You got to understand, it was a boat of men on the fisherman, on a boat in the Bible. It tell you, they didn't even have faith. They knew, they felt like they didn't find no fish that day. So they still was getting tired. They was getting weak. So they just like, you know what? We're going to take it in for the night. We ain't catch no fish. God told them to get back on that boat. Get back on the boat and look on the right side and it's going to be fish. But it ain't no fish. It ain't no butt. Because when you trust God, trust what he tells you to do. Look on the right side of that boat and it split fish. And it was an overflow of fish. It wasn't just one fish. It was an overflow. So that goes to show us God can do the same things in our life. He can do the same things in our storms, in our trials. When we feel like we don't got no strength, he can increase strength in us. He can increase faith in us. But we have to trust him. And we have to trust our prayers. You got to trust what you pray for. No matter what it look like, don't think he never hears you. He hears your cries. He hears your wants. He hears your needs. He hears you. You just got to open your ears and sit still and wait on him. Have the patience. Have patience and wait on God because he's going to do what he say he's going to do. He's going to do it. He's just not going to do it on our time. We always want it on our time. We always want what we pray for to hurry up and come in a quick second. In a New York minute, we want it to come soon. No, it's not. It don't work like that. When he operate when he wants to. When he feel like we deserve it. Because guess what? The reason it probably ain't working out is because he preparing us. And he don't want to bless us in no mess. He don't want to give us something and then we fail it. And we got to go right back down to square one. No. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to prepare you and then I'm going to bless you with it. Because I know what you want. I know you want that business. I know you want to write that book. I know you want that journaling company. I know you want to open up a boutique. I know you want to buy a house. I know you want to have a car lot. So let me prepare you. I'm not going to bless you with no mess. So you got to understand, trust your prayers. Even when it look like you're not getting answered, you're getting answered. It's just on his timing. When he's ready to open that door for you. When he's ready to show you, all right, you ready. You ready for this next level. So now you done prayed on it. You done trust your prayers. You done trusted me. So now let me go ahead and open that door for you. Let me go ahead and open it. So all I came here to tell y'all tonight was to trust your prayers. Trust that God gonna do what God say he gonna do. I don't care what it look like on the natural. I don't care what it look like on the natural. It can look like your world is crumbling down on the natural. But when you step into that reality and you step into the light where, you know what, God, you got me. I know you got me. And you step into that, you got to trust that he going to have you. You got to trust that he going to do what he say he going to do. You got to have some faith and power behind that prayer. You got to have some humbleness behind that prayer. You got to have some patience behind that prayer. You have to have that. In order for you to prosper, you got to have that. You got to have that. You got to know your prayers work. Your prayers work. You just got to trust God with it. You got to trust that he going to do what he say he going to do. And no matter what it look like, I'm here to tell you today, it may look like it's a hard time in your life. It may look like you down bad. It may look like everything is falling apart, but it's falling apart just to come together. It's falling apart just to come together. I hope whoever that's for, y'all caught that gem, because it's falling apart to come together. Because what God got for you, can't no man, can't nobody shut that door. So what you pray for, you gotta trust that God gonna do what he say he gonna do. You gotta trust that God's going to bring you to that next level. He's gonna bring you to the next dementia. You gotta put trust in it. You can't pray for it and then take it away. When you pray for it, trust it, leave it in God's hand, and trust he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit coming in. So you got to trust God. Trust that God's going to do what he say he's going to do. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. The devil wants you to look like God failed you. He wants you to feel like God not there. He wants you to feel like God failed you, because he want to lead you back into another route. You got to trust your prayers. You got to trust that God's going to make a way. Even if you on your last dollar, even if you on your eviction or you're on the last car note, you got to trust that God's going to turn it around. You want to know why? Because he know what you need. He know what you stand in need of. He's not going to set you up for failure. He's going to set you up for better. But he's preparing you, even in the midst of it. Even in the midst of the trials and tribulation, he's preparing you. So you got to trust that God's going to do what he say he's going to do. You got to trust that God and your prayers, you got to have that power behind that prayer. You got to trust God. It's already done. Thank you for it. Give his word back to him. God, you said I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God, you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you're not a man that will lie. You got to give his word back to him and give his prayers back to him. Pray. The harder the test, the harder you pray, and the harder you trust God in it. Because you can't keep trusting your own understanding. He said, don't be wise. When you're wise by your own understanding, that's when you lead to failure. That's when it leads to you going down bad. That's when it leads to you being uncomfortable. And I want to let you know today, it's okay to get uncomfortable, because you can't keep being used to what you're used to and not get uncomfortable. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable so you can go to your next level. Sometimes the prayers got to look like they ain't being answered so God can answer them. Because guess what? It's a test. A test to test your faith. That's why I say today, you got to put some faith and power behind that prayer. You got to pray. You got to trust God. You got to trust your prayers. Stop trusting everybody else's prayers. Everybody else's prayers ain't going to give you that breakthrough. It's good to have people praying for you now. Don't get me wrong. But when you pray for yourself and you get on your knees and you cry out to God, whether you in your car, whether you're at work, when you pray to God, I'm telling you, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. You just got to have your faith behind it. You got to have understanding behind it. You got to trust that God going to do what God say he going to do. You got to trust him in it. You can't keep thinking your prayers ain't being answered, because they are. They are. When it gets dark for you, don't forget to pray. Create a relationship with God. He going to put the grace on you. God takes you places you never thought you could go. With God, you can make it. I want to say that again. God will take you places that you never thought you can go. Things you never thought you deserved. My God. He will take you to that next level. He will take you to the next dementia. He'll take you to your destiny. But you gotta pray. The harder you pray, the harder God is working. But you gotta give it to him. That house, that car, that eviction, that relationship, that marriage, that family problems. You have to give it to him. You have to trust him. You gotta trust him and trust your prayers is being answered. Sometimes it don't look like it. It don't look like God is answering us. It don't look like he working. It don't look like he giving us what we want. We don't know when it's going to come or when it's going to happen. Because we not trusting a prayer. We not trusting that our prayer is so powerful that when we open our mouth, God been waiting for us to open our mouth so he can open that door. He's waiting on you to open your mouth and to have a little bit of trust. A tiny mustard seed of faith and trust in him. It's not hard. You got to trust your prayers. You got to trust that no matter what or who lets you down, God ain't going to do that. With him, you can ask, baby, and you going to receive it. It's just going to be when he wants you to receive it. Not when you want to receive it. When he wants you to receive it. Not when you think you should get it. Not when you think your heart deserves it. Or you think you finally deserve it. No. He wants you to know that with him, you can do all things. He can take you from one level to another. So you got to just trust God. And you got to trust that he's going to do what he say he's going to do. You can't keep trusting yourself and trusting that, oh, well, I can do it. No, baby, the battle is not yours to fight. That prayer is not yours to try to, oh, God ain't listening to me. No, he is. He's listening, but you ain't even trusting it. You ain't even trusting the words. So you pray, right? So you go and pray. So are you trusting what you pray for? No, because guess what? Oh, he ain't listening. It ain't happen. It ain't happen when I thought it was God. No, it ain't happen because you ain't got no faith. It ain't happen because you ain't trusting your own prayer. Your prayer ain't no different from nobody else's prayer. Your prayer is the most powerful prayer to pray for yourself, to pray over yourself. You got to pray over yourself and you got to trust your prayers and you got to trust that God going to do what he said he going to do. And when you pray for it, leave it in his hands. Don't talk about it. Don't say nothing else about it. Leave it in God's hands. All I came here to tell y'all is to just trust God and just trust your prayers and just have some faith behind it and have some understanding behind it and just trust that no matter what and how it's looking, trust that God is doing what he say he's gonna do. He's working in your life. It may not look like your prayers is being answered, but I'm here to tell you today they are. You just gotta have some trust behind it and have some faith behind it. And trust your prayers. And trust that God's going to do what he say he's going to do. Trust that God's going to get you out of that situation. Trust that God's going to bring you from, he can make a nobody to a somebody. He can take a, if he can take me, and I'm very transparent, I was broken down bad. I was mentally, physically, emotionally abused, okay? I was a broken vessel. I was lost. I didn't believe in my prayers work either at one point. So I'm not preaching about something I ain't never been through. But if he could take me and change me and take me to speak to others, to show y'all that God is real and he's good and he listens. Guess what? I used to pray to get out of situations. And he'll take me out of it and I'll put myself back. So he let me stay there for a little while. Because he's like, you ain't ready, Brandy. You ain't ready to come out. But when I take you out, don't go back. So when he took me out that time, I didn't go back. So you got to know that. You just got to have faith and trust God in it. Trust that he's going to do what he say he's going to do. I said that to say I was broken. I ain't have trust, I ain't have faith, but now I'm here to tell y'all today, I have faith, I got trust, I trust my prayers, I trust that God gonna do what he say he gonna do, I trust that he gonna make a way when it ain't no way, he gonna be there when everybody let me down, he gonna be the one to see me through, I trust him, so you gotta trust him, you gotta trust that he gonna do what he say he gonna do, you gotta trust that God hear your prayers. He hear what he sees what you go through. Why he waiting for you to open that mouth to say, God, you know, we so stubborn and want to fight the battles our way. We scared to open our mouth and ask God for it. But baby, I'm here to tell you today, you ask and you shall receive. God said don't put no limits on him. He's a God that can make a way when it ain't no way. He's a God that can break a rule for you and move a mountain. Just because you a felon don't mean God see you as a felon. Just because you got all these evictions don't mean you can't get that house. Just because you ain't got no credit don't mean you can't open that business. Because guess what? God will make a way when it ain't no way. Okay? So you just got to trust him. And trust that he going to do what he say he going to do. Got to trust him. Got to trust him. So I just came on here tonight. Before I take it in and go to bed, I know I've been was supposed to come back with my episode 3. But I've been like going through something. I've been working hard, y'all, and I've been tired. No, it's not an excuse. So I'm definitely going to be on it. But I have been slacking. So I had to come and give y'all my episode 3 because we need it. We need it. And I just want y'all to know that y'all have to trust y'all prayers. Y'all got to trust that God gonna do what he say he gonna do. You got to trust that no matter what or who, you got to trust God. Trust y'all prayers. Trust in them. You got to trust in them. You got to trust that God is able. God hear your prayers. He hears your cries. He hears everything. So you just got to trust that he going to do what he say he going to do. You got to trust that God is an awesome God. He's a mighty and merciful God. He's a graceful God. You got to trust your prayers. You got to trust that. You got to trust in him. And no matter what it looked like on the outside or right now, that's not where you going. Excuse me. That's not where you going. So you just got to trust in God. And just trust that he going to do what he said he going to do. And no matter what, he's going to make a way. And I just really came on here to tell y'all that. I just really hope that y'all understand that. I pray that y'all start trusting y'all prayers. I pray that y'all got something out of this. I'm going to pray with y'all. But I just really pray that y'all allow God to work in y'all life. And y'all allow God to show y'all that he is the only one that will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter who left you and forsake you, God won't. And trust your prayers. And just really put some faith, put some power behind that prayer. And just know, even when you pray for it, it's already done. It's already there. That house you want, it's already there. You might not got it right now physically, but you already got it in the spirit. That car you want, it's already there. That career you got want, it's already there. That breakthrough, it's already there. That home, that baby, it's already there. Everything you want, it's already there. It's there. That healing is already there. That soul tie being released, it's already there. You just got to trust God. So I'm going to pray with y'all. And I pray something was said that touched y'all. I love y'all. And I'm definitely, like I said, nobody told y'all they loved y'all today. I love y'all. And I just thank y'all for y'all support. And I just pray I touched y'all. And I love y'all. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how right now, Lord God. Just thanking you for allowing me to be your vessel. Allowing me to speak your word. Allowing me to just speak, Heavenly Father. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for each and every person that's going to come across this podcast. I thank you for them right now, Lord. And I ask that you guide them. I ask that you protect them. I ask that you give them understanding. I ask that you give them the understanding so they'll understand that when they pray to you, their prayers work. That they're being answered. That you hear them. That you hear their cries. That you hear their mistakes. You hear what they're going through. You hear everything their heart desires, Lord. You see what they're going through, Lord. And I ask that you allow them to open their mouth and trust you. Even if it feel like you're not there, Lord God, I ask that you open their mouth, open their ears, open their eyes. Give them understanding that you are there. even when nobody else is there, Lord. I ask that you change their situation. I ask that you allow them to trust their prayers and trust that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, because it's already done. Lord, I ask that you just continue to guide them. I ask that you touch them, whatever they all stand in need of, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. So I'm asking you to cover them right now. Give them a touch from you. Anoint them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Touch their minds, touch their bodies, touch their hearts. Just touch them, Lord God. Change their situation. Change it right now, Lord God. Give them that breakthrough that their heart desires. Give them that shift in their life that just opens their heart to wholeheartedly seek you and search for you, Lord. And I just thank you for it, Lord. I continue to ask you to just cover each and every person that come across this podcast. Heavenly Father, and just guide them, lead them, protect them, continue to wrap the hedge of protection around them, their children, their home, their family, everybody that they come in contact with, Lord. God, I ask that they don't be the same after hearing this, Lord. God, I ask that you just give them something to just change them, to it just click within them, Lord God, that they need to seek you desperately, that they need you in these evil, lasting, evil days, Lord. Lord, I just thank you right now for it, Lord. I know it's already done. I decree and I declare it. And your will is already done and it's already made, Lord. And I just give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I love y'all. I pray that something was said that touched y'all. I pray that God continues to bless y'all. I pray that God continues to use y'all for his purpose and his will. And until next time, y'all, I'm coming back with episode 4. Like I said, I'm breaking it down into 7 series, and then we're going to move on to another topic. And I love y'all, and I just pray God continue to touch y'all. Have a blessed day, night, morning, evening, whenever y'all get this podcast. I just pray that it move y'all's spirit and it touch y'all. I hope something was said that change your perspective, and I just thank y'all, and I God bless y'all, and I love y'all. Good night, good morning, good night, good day. God bless.